The CDC's new COVID guidelines for schools are raising some questions. The rules say fully vaccinated students and teachers don't need to wear masks in school or to social distance. Some educators worry the recommendations will create a two-tier system. Another concern is that it can be difficult to figure out which kids have been vaccinated and which have not. Kristen Moffitt is an infectious disease specialist at Children's Hospital in Boston. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So clearly the federal government is making a statement here with these guidelines that it wants schools to reopen for in-person learning in the fall. Are you on board with what you're hearing from the CDC?
I am largely on board with what we're hearing from the CDC. I think that these guidelines reflect what now is a growing body of data that continue to demonstrate how effective available vaccines are at preventing infection and at reducing the spread. And we know now that vaccinated individuals are much less likely both to become infected and to infect others. I think, secondly, this also reflects the CDC's understanding of how unbelievably detrimental remote learning scenarios were for children across America for the majority of the last school year.
So the CDC is saying that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. But kids under 12 that have not been vaccinated or cannot be vaccinated still do need to wear masks. The other issue is that it will ultimately be up to local government to decide what to do in schools. And every place is different. In Arizona, mask mandates are not allowed in schools. And in California, everyone will still be required to wear them. So how should we account for that?
I do worry particularly about how variable these recommendations may be followed, particularly in areas where vaccination rates are low. And we know now that these are the areas that are either currently seeing surges or are certainly at increased risk of experiencing surges. And that's especially true with the highly contagious Delta variant. So it will really fall upon families to assess what their risk is in their geographic area and to understand that continued precautions such as masks, especially worn indoors for unvaccinated individuals, including young children, are even more important in these areas, both for protection of those unvaccinated children, but also for continued control of spread of COVID-19 in those regions.
Do you expect in the fall, when school gets started again, to see more schools shut down because of outbreaks and go back to virtual learning?
That is a possible outcome, particularly in areas where vaccine coverage is very low. One thing we know is that children who are too young to be vaccinated still get indirect protection if the majority of the adults that they interact with on a day-to-day basis are vaccinated. And that's because there's just less virus circulating within their environment. So I do worry that in parts of the country where vaccine coverage amongst older children and amongst adults is very low, there is the increased risk of seeing schools needing to shut down.
And when do you think those younger kids under 12 will be eligible for the vaccine?
So we know that both Pfizer and Moderna are currently conducting studies in children ages 11 and under. Those studies are going to move more slowly than they did in the 12 to 17-year-olds. And part of that is because those studies need to start with dose-finding studies. Unlike the 12 and older group who are receiving the same dose and the same schedule of mRNA vaccines that adults have received, lower doses are being trialed in younger children. And the anticipated timeline for vaccines to be available to children under the age of 12 is looking most like late 2021 to maybe early 2022.
So only a third of kids between the age of 12 and 17 who can be vaccinated have gotten the shot. So there's still a lot of ground to cover before school starts. Do you expect that number to rise significantly?
I hope that number rises significantly. I've been talking to a lot of families with children in that age range, some who have been reluctant to get their adolescents and teenagers vaccinated because they're waiting for more data. And I think it's safe to say now that the data are there. We have over 8.5 million people between the ages of 12 to 17 who've now been vaccinated. These vaccines still are demonstrating a very good safety profile. These vaccines are still very effective in this age range. So if families have been waiting for more safety data, more experience in this age range, I would say we're there.
Pediatric infectious disease doctor Kristen Moffitt from Children's Hospital in Boston. Dr. Moffitt, thank you very much.
Good to be here.